Well, we're so grateful to have all those who come through the weekend. Thank you so much for coming to Selma and trusting the Lord through us to not mishandle your lives. I trust you've had a good weekend. I thank God for your coming. I thank God for all the team members and all the intercessors and all the people who worked in the kitchen. And so I've never before given up this session to someone else to speak on Lazarus, so I usually use it to kind of do the wrap-up word. But we have a special guest. We're going to try to get him to come every Lazarus, not to speak every Sunday, Guillermo. Don't get confused. But to just be a part of the group. And Guillermo Canales, I've come to know him over the last year. I'm a bishop. Bishop Moran in California has known him for several years. They've been in communication. But Guillermo grew up knowing he wanted to be a priest. And he was a Roman Catholic seminary for 10 years. And after every year, they would ask him, was he still charismatic? And he would say, yeah, he actually got worse every year. So they would say, well, we'll put it off one more year, see if you can kind of get better. And so he eventually just kept getting more and more charismatic and for 10 years. And then discovered the CEC. It's a long story, that. But I got to meet him and ordained him in March. He has a church called Christ the Healer. All of his advertisement he does on Facebook to invite people to come to their services, come and have signs and wonders, and that you heal, and that's what God's going to do in your life. And his family lives both in Mexico and in Brownsville, which is right on the border. And so Guillermo, last evening, after we were done, before the pizza party, the Applebee's, who minister a lot to the couple who own Chitino's, took Guillermo there because they could, as they're Roman Catholics, and they could make their confession into somebody in Spanish. And they were there for a couple hours. And then today, in talking to them, they've discovered that they've been married by the Justice of the Peace, so they never had holy matrimony. And so Guillermo's going over there after this and going to perform a wedding. Oh, yeah. Guillermo does all kinds of things. So if you need your house painted afterwards, Guillermo's probably there. But after it became known that Guillermo was going to come into the CEC, following a bishop in Mexico, I think some family members had gotten him, came to Guillermo and said, look, we'll all ordain you. And he said, no, I'm CEC. This is my home. And so we're so grateful that he's part of us. He's a joy to be around because he's just radically bug-eyed, filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I told him to bring the thunder, man. Come, we need it. So welcome a man of God, Guillermo Canales.
Hello, brothers and sisters.
This is working.
No? I have my voice, so I think. Okay. We thank you, Bishop, for this blessing to share the word with my brothers and sisters in the Cathedral of the King, or Cathedral. What a blessing. And at the end of this Lazarus weekend, the Lord has been great, right? Amen? So I was planning, you know, when Bishop told me that he would like me to share the word, I was planning to share about faith, but Bishop shared a lot about faith during Lazarus weekend in an amazing way, and I don't want to compete with that, okay? It's not a good idea. What I want to share, how the Lord has been working in me, in my faith during these years. You know, the Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So sometimes we want to wait that something change in our environment in order to believe. I remember in the seminary one day, a seminarian told me, you charismatics are so crazy. You base your faith in emotions. You always are happy when you praise the Lord. Say, sometimes I'm sad. But I'm still worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord because I'm not based my faith in feelings. Feelings come after worshiping, you know. If I am pain, the joy of the Lord will come after I praise His name. I'm not waiting to feel joy to praise the Lord. I praise the Lord and the joy comes after that. So, who I am. You know, because the Lord reveals in His word, who is He? And at the same time, I find who I am in God. So sometimes we think that to pray with faith is try to convince God to bless me. That is like a special magic formula, you know. If I miss a word, the Lord is not going to bless me. You know, in the charismatic environment, my prayer groups before I was ordained, you know, a lot of people didn't like, you know, to lead the prayer because say, oh no, my words are not the best, you know. My Spanish or my English is not the best. Like, if we miss some grammatically thing, the Lord is not going to bless us, right? Sometimes we think that we have to say a specific word like magic. And it's not about that. The most interesting person in heal you, blessing you, save you, is the Lord. So faith is not about convincing God. Sometimes it's about convincing myself that the Lord loves me and to be open to His grace and power. So sometimes we are waiting that something happen. And as we learned during this Lazarus weekend, we have everything that we need. Our Lord, He already died for us. He already rules and lives in us. We already have the power and the anointing presence of the Holy Spirit. So what are you awaiting? You know, I remember that during my prayer, the charismatic prayer group, you know, before I was ordained, when I was knowing the Lord, I grew up in a very charismatic environment, and I saw, you know, people just sleeping in the spirit, praying in tongues, crying, you know, crazy people like us, right? So, and I was just contemplating, just like seeing what God was doing in other people's lives. But there was like a small voice in my head saying, oh, this is not for you. You cannot do that. And I wanted to experience that. But there was something in my heart, in my mind, that said no. And sometimes, you know, we are here and we are seeing what people, what the Lord is doing in our brothers and our sisters. But we are just contemplating. And the Lord doesn't want you to just see His work in your brother and your sister. He wants you to become a witness. Because the world needs witnesses of Christ. Not just to share what I learned, you know, what I memorized about the Word of God, but that Jesus Christ actually is real. He changed my life. He forgave me. He gave me a new life. I'm a new creature in Him. It's what people know. It's what people need to know. I love, you know, the cathedral because it's amazing there. You say, Bishop, that I'm crazy charismatic, that is dangerous, right? But I have met some more crazy people here, and it's amazing. I don't feel alone. But it's amazing that some of you just go to Walmart and prophesy and just go to the corner and pray over the sick because that is the gospel. You know, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes, why? Sometimes we are so afraid to the charismatic movement because we like to have the control. You know, we like to say to the Lord, you have to do this. And then this, I remember a prayer group that they invited me, a charismatic prayer group. They have, you know, a schedule, you know. 5 minutes of praising, 10 minutes of healing, 3 minutes of... And I was just feeling that the Holy Spirit was just sitting there and laughing, right? Like... Because you are ordaining God what supposed He to do, right? And it's not about that. The charismatic pillar is to surround them, as Bishop says, and say, I don't have a schedule. I don't have agenda. I don't have a plan. And I allow you, God, to be God. And that is scary. That sounds beautiful, right? Who can say amen to that? Amen. But it's scary. Because we want to have the control of our lives. A couple of Tuesdays ago, during our services on Tuesdays in Christ the Healer, in my house, so pray for us so we can have a temple, a sanctuary soon, right? So the Lord was telling me during the prayer, you love me, you know, to my brothers and sisters and myself, you love me, you say that you believe in me, but sometimes you don't allow me to be Jesus. And the Lord was saying, Jesus was saying, allow me to be Jesus. Allow God to be God. Do you know, Jesus, sorry for saying that, but Jesus was weird sometimes in the gospel. You know, when we heal some people, you know, with saliva and ground, that is weird. So we say that we love Jesus, that we're following Jesus, but we want Jesus to become what we want him to be. And the gospel is not to change the gospel, it's allow the gospel to change me. You know, Jesus started living in me. So Jesus, I think he's saying us in his word through faith, allow me to be Jesus. Don't just say, I love you. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. Allow me to be who I am in the same way that the Lord loves you and loves who you are. Allow God to be who he is. And sometimes we don't understand what he's doing in our lives. I wanted to be a priest since I was 6 years old. But I didn't imagine to be a priest here, right, in this house of faith. And I had my plans, my schedule, my ideas. But God always has something better. Amen? Brother, the worship team can play a little bit music. I want to share my testimony with you. So, I grew up in the charismatic renewal, in an environment of gifts, supernatural manifestations of the Spirit, but I didn't feel anything. And I was, what is going on here? You know? And I didn't tell my leaders that something in me didn't believe in God. Because I wanted to believe in him. But there was that voice in my heart, in my mind, that said, what happened if there is not heaven? If everything is a lie? If everything is, you know, suggestion, psychological thing? So I was like, what is going on? So I was in every meeting, every worship team, I was like, why I feel this? I don't want to feel this. What is going on? So it was painful, brothers and sisters, because I wanted to believe. I really wanted. And people say, you know, the leaders, just close your eyes and open your heart. How supposed to open my heart? Where is the bottom, right? I want to change. I didn't know what was going on in my heart, but I knew that was pain. That I knew about God's love, but I didn't feel love. Feel like a trash. Say, why everybody can experience God's love and I cannot? So in every meeting, in every prayer, I was like, Lord, change me. Lord, heal me. And the word says, if you ask, you receive. But I didn't experience anything. So say, so what's going on? So I really believe that when we pray, the Lord answers back. But I didn't feel it. So I remember the day that I didn't ask, the day that I didn't pray, that I wanted to have a personal encounter. I was playing the guitar in a prayer group with men. I just was performing. I didn't expect it anything. And I know that we have to have big expectations, but at that moment I didn't expect anything. And this guy was praying over other men, and they were falling and speaking in tongues, and I wasn't expecting anything. I was just playing the guitar. And when he finished, he said, Guillermo, I want you to pray for you. And nobody knew about my atheism, you know, that I didn't believe the Lord sometimes, my doubts, because I didn't want to be judged. I know that here in Christ the King there is no judgments, right? But in some other parishes, other some ministries, if you say, you know, your leaders, you have doubts, crisis, sometimes you are judged, right? So nobody knew. So the Lord told me to him, I'm your Lord and your God, and I will make you to be a believer. You will start believing. That was the first prophecy that I received, and something changed in my heart. Not just because the word, something changed in my heart. I understood that it's not that I didn't believe in the Lord. There were some emotional things in my heart, wounds, protections that I had, because I didn't experience the love of a father. So it was so hard to me, because as a child say, this will be the day that my dad is going to hug me. This will be the day that my dad is going to say that he loves me. And that didn't happen. So I protected myself to say, don't believe in anything. To don't be, what is the word? Disappointed. So the Lord changed my heart. The Lord changed my heart. So sometimes we have wounds in our hearts. And I believe in a revival. I believe what Bishop says. The revival is here. So I was a little concerned when Bishop told me, I hope in a revival with your preaching. But the good news is that we already have the revival, right? We just have to believe that the revival is in you. Who has Jesus in their hearts? The revival of the Holy Spirit, the power, the sounds, the wonders are in your heart. You have to take possession of what he already won for you. So, and if there are wounds in your heart that doesn't allow you to experience what the word says that you are, the Lord wants to heal that, because he has big dreams for you. He wants you to be an instrument of his healing, his repentance, his forgiveness, but he needs you to believe. And maybe it's necessary to you to heal your wounds. So you start seeing yourselves as Jesus sees you. Every morning in the mirror, don't say, oh, I'm so ugly. Saying, there is here a handsome son of God. There is here a beautiful daughter of God. And start believing who you are. And start believing who the Lord says you are. Close your eyes for a moment and ask the Lord to heal every wound in your history, in your memories, that don't allow you to experience his love and his revival. Lord, heal my heart for everything that doesn't allow me to experience that you love me, that you are in me, Christ, that you live in me, that you are in me and I'm in your life, Lord. Heal my memories, my relationship with my father, with my mother, with my brothers, with my sisters, with my spiritual authority. Heal, Lord. I want to heal. But don't try to convince him. Believe that he wants to heal you. Sometimes we believe that the Lord can, but we don't believe that the Lord wants. He wants you to experience his presence. He wants you to be healed. Just take possession. Well, I already won. And I'm going to finish this preaching asking you to rise a little bit, rise your hands, and we're going to ask start living a new revival and to give a step of faith. Please rise too. Sometimes we want to pray in tongues, but we don't open our mouths. Sometimes we want to start prophesizing, but we don't speak. Sometimes we want to pray. Sometimes we want to seek, be healed, but we don't pray over sick. Sometimes we want to change our life, but we don't start living the life of Christ. So give that a step of faith. Raise your hands and just take what the Lord already won for you. Lord, I don't ask for a revival. I receive the revival. I believe that you want to heal me. I believe that you want to heal my body and my heart and my memories. That you are the most interesting person in to change my life. That you live in me. That I'm in Christ. Lord Jesus, I take all the wonders and signs and manifestation of your love in my family, in my children, in my ministry. And I start worshiping the Lord in the Spirit, because he's going to do something in your faith here in the cathedral. And I'm very interesting for a revival here in the cathedral, because if a revival happens here, it's going to happen in the whole diocese, because our head is here. So, Lord, I just receive a revival in my family. I'm open. I don't want to have the control. You are healing my heart. You are healing for anxiety and depression. You are healing for any physical sickness, every mental sickness. If you don't pray in the Spirit, pray in faith. Open your lips. I believe and I allow you, God, to be my God. I allow you, Savior, to be my Savior. I allow you, Jesus, to be Jesus in my life. Thank you, Lord. I receive. Lord, I'm not gonna try. I won't try to convince you anymore. I will live a life of faith and believe that you are already healing me, my mind, my heart. You are healing me, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You have your Savior living in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the other day during the praise and worship, the Lord, you know, I don't understand him sometimes. Say this lady, the Lord wants you to give him, to give you his joy. And she started laughing, and I started laughing with her. Just be open and receive, and receive. I believe, don't convince him. Say, I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a son of the King. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Praise you, Lord. You are healing my heart. You are healing my mind. And this last minute, just exercise a crazy faith. Don't worry about to look so crazy. Everybody in this room are crazy. Exercise your crazy faith. You know, the other day that I was asking for a revival, the Lord told me, sometimes, you know, people in the prayer groups, in the prayer meetings, ask me a revival like a Starbucks, like a McDonald's or whatever. You need to be thirsty. You need to be hungry. You need to believe that the Lord is giving you right now a revival. Just let us finish this prayer, raising your hands with a crazy faith and just receive. Just receive. Just receive. Hallelujah. Sebe requete rocorro, coto sorro, torro, corro, sorro, corro. Ebe rebeque, rebe que te reque, sebe reverere, sebe reque. Oh, rocoto, roco, soco, roto, soco, roto, roco, roco. Sebe reverere, sebe reverere, sebe reverere, sebe reverere. Oh, roco, roco, soco, roco, roco, soco. I don't hear you. You don't know what to say. Say the name of Jesus. Remember what the Lord just said. Your voice is powerful. Jesus, Jesus, I want to hear you. Obo roco roco soco roco soco roco soco roco. Obo roco, I love you, says the Lord. Ebe reque terre te 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 te. I love you, says the Lord. Obo roco soco toto, renounce your suffering and your pain. Ebe re, I love you. Obo roco roco soco roco. Your sins and your mistakes. Obo roco toro roro roro roro, there is a thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, I didn't want to compete with my bishop because he has the best theology about faith and stuff, but I just want to share that if the Lord did something with this crazy man, he can do something greater in your life. Just believe and allow God to be your God. Bless you.